It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes joining us again. The world of real estate, always interesting, always changing. And Shane, what do we have covered today?
All right, thank you. So I thought I'd go over a little bit. I've been hammering the stats pretty hard, so I thought I'd do a little bit of that, but then I'll maybe answer some a common question we get from sellers right now is, what do I need to do to prepare my home to sell?
All right, let's go for it.
Okay, starting with the stats, we're actually fairly flat since last week. May stats came out, and they were as expected. It's been pretty steady. Our inventory is up to 280 active homes, and that is the highest that they've been since September 2020. So that's the good news for buyers, is that there's more choice, more options out there. And the bad news for buyers, but the good news for sellers, is the average sale price hit another high at $363,000 for Douglas County.
Wow.
The slowdown in pendings has not yet affected the price, and it won't until we get more inventory. So we're trending that way, but it hasn't affected prices yet. An indicator that might be coming is there have been 108 price drops in Douglas County in the last 4 weeks. So that is a lot. But I think we've discussed a little bit on here in the past that, you know, the main reason is because I think we actually even talked about it last week, is because most of these price drops are coming from overpriced homes, not because the value is going down. There's been 30 price drops in the last 7 days. And if you think about 108 price drops in the last 4 weeks, you got to think, well, how many houses are there? Well, 280 right now. So that's a pretty good portion of them have had to drop their price to get it more enticing to the buyers.
Wow. Well, we're definitely seeing a bit of a change there from when you could price high and, and still get people to bite.
Yep, absolutely. So that's good news for buyers. I mean, they also got some things working against them, the buyers right now, is the high interest rates and the high prices. But there is less competition out there for buyers, so that you don't necessarily have to rush into something as soon as something hits the market. You can look at several homes and make a decision also. And as always, regardless of what the interest rates are, buyers just need to make sure that they're comfortable with the payment, something they can live with, that's not too much of their, just because you qualify for it doesn't mean you should buy it. Is another thing we talk to our buyers about.
Yeah, that's one of the things, and I remember when we bought our house, we qualified for a higher amount, and we probably could have made that payment, but when we looked at everything in our lives, we just kind of felt we needed a little bit more margin there, so sometimes there are a lot of different reasons for not going clear to the max of what they say you qualify for.
Absolutely, and when you're getting pre-qualified for a loan, they only take into account your debt that is actual monthly debt. Like, for example, your credit card would count that, a lender, but they wouldn't count your cell phone bills. They count your car payment, but they don't count your groceries. They don't count your utilities, things like that. You've got to kind of figure out. An agent can help you with this, but when they qualify you for a certain amount of money per month, they don't know, the lender doesn't know the whole picture of what you're spending per month. So
yeah,
it's really important to do a budget, sit down. Most agents can help you do that as well. But do a budget to find out, okay, I qualify for $1,500 a month based on my $4,000 a month income. But I actually have a lot more that I'm paying than what the bank asks for.
Well, right. And if you've got a kid or two, or you've got child support to deal with, there's a lot of things there.
Yeah, absolutely. Child support does count against your debt to income, but, sports, all the stuff that you do for your kids and pay for 4-H, all that stuff doesn't count against your debt to income ratio. So just because you qualify doesn't mean you should buy it at that price. That's something that you should talk to your agent and your lender about as well.
All right. What else do we need to cover this morning?
I wanted to talk a little bit briefly about what do I need. This is probably the biggest question we've been getting lately from people calling. A lot of sellers, you know, are feeling like they missed the boat, and they want to get, even if they own a couple properties, they want to sell because they feel like the market's about to go down. So they, a lot of times they ask, what do I need to do? Or they want to list it tomorrow, but they're not ready. So the first thing you need to do is increase your curb appeal. So when somebody drives up to the house, people do drive-bys. We have to take pictures of this thing. You got to make sure that the outside of your house, which is not easy to do in this year, is all trimmed, mowed, you know, maybe put some fresh bark mulch out. But we want, when people pull up to the house, we want the first impression, which is the most important, to be a good impression. So curb appeal is a big deal. And that takes us to when they walk through the door, we don't want to see anything in a room that doesn't contribute to the function of that room. So, for example, a bedroom should have a bed in it, maybe a couple nightstands and a couple dressers, but it shouldn't have a file cabinet, or it shouldn't have extra storage, totes, things like that. If it doesn't contribute to the function of the room, it needs to be, it should be, if you got a place to put it, take it out. If you don't have a place to take all your extra stuff, and that should be, that's for every room. You just go through every room and try to minimize your belongings in those rooms. Part of the reason is it makes it look bigger, but the other thing is it's not distracting. It allows buyers to focus on your home and imagine themselves and their belongings in the home instead of yours. So that's probably the biggest thing, is decluttering, or as the, in our business that we call it, paring down, because apparently decluttering isn't nice, but I still say declutter. I've got to declutter this thing. Go ahead.
There's so many things sometimes that we're used to and we like them there, but yeah, you're right. If you're walking in to look at it, it's like, why is that there?
Yeah. Yeah. Then they start thinking about that instead of thinking about your house. And sometimes we will take like maybe a spare bedroom that they don't use, and we'll use that as our declutter center. Everything that doesn't belong in any other room, we stack that room up, or a garage or something like that, and then we'll just skip that when we take pictures. We just won't take pictures of that room. But pictures are probably, depending on where your house is, the further you are away from town, the better your pictures need to be. And I always hire professional photographers because I'm professional realtor, but I am not a professional photographer, so I try to leave that to the experts to make that house just kind of stand out in the best way possible. The last thing is smells. So cleaning, declutter, and then smells. You want to make sure that your house has neutral smells, like you're not going to hopefully have a crab fest the night before showing. We don't want to cook seafood or have pet food or anything like that out inside the house. So basically we're trying to make your house be the center point of the showing and not any of your belongings or smells or anything like that. We want the buyer to focus on imagining themselves in your home.
As we wrap up, give folks your contact info.
You can Google us at Oregon Life Homes or call us at 541-391-4945.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Yep, thank you.